You're listening to GF.
Sorry. Today will be mostly sunny and pleasant, high of 80. Agree that.
You're listening.
당신은 지금 듣고 있습니다.
Вы слушаете.
Estás escuchando.
Una sequiliza
to GPSG Radio.
From the Indiana University.
El equipo de gobierno de los estudiantes graduados.
Graduate and Professional Student Government.
From Bloomington, Indiana, it's GPSG Radio, Episode 7. The podcast for Indiana University's graduate and professional student government. I'm Rick Brewer. Each week in our program, we bring you news, interviews, and stories from GPSG and around Bloomington, helping all graduate and professional students navigate life on campus. A special shout out to all grad students who came to the men's soccer game last week. Not only did the Hoosiers win, but we gave away 80 concession stand vouchers. So be sure to like GPSG on Facebook and subscribe to this podcast to get all the details about our free upcoming events. Today in Episode 7, you'll hear from the Mayor of Bloomington, John Hamilton, where he talks about the importance of being involved in the community.
Because if you don't get engaged in the community and you just kind of stick around on campus, which is a beautiful campus and great students, but you're part of a city and there are people around you. There are older people, younger people, kids, seniors, people who are in poverty, people who are disabled, who can enrich your view of what this community is like.
And you'll also hear from Katie Fleming, a master's student of speech-language pathology, during our student spotlight.
If you really commit yourself to being a part of this community, you can find something to be doing. And what I love is that I can walk or run from my apartment down to the farmer's market on Saturday, and I can do that really accessibly.
And like most episodes, we conclude with our Song of the Week, showcasing local bands and musicians from around Bloomington. This week's song, titled Drone 8, comes from the conductor and composer, Craig Michael Davis. But first, it's Shay with the news.
Thanks, Rick. This is Shay, back with the news. And coming up these first few weeks of October, we have Friday, October 13th in Woodburn Hall 101 from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, our General Assembly. Directly following that are advocacy meetings. And then the very next day, instead of having a social hour, we will have an entire social day taking place at Homecoming. Our Homecoming tailgate is partnered with SPIA, GSA, the School of Public Health, and Maurer School of Law's Phi Alpha Delta. We can't wait to see you at Assembly and at tailgate fields. That's all for the news.
John Hamilton is Bloomington's 26th mayor, starting his four-year term in January 2016. Some of Hamilton's top priorities as mayor are to make the Bloomington economy more equitable for all and to increase affordable housing. But in our interview, Mayor Hamilton and I focus on the advocacy opportunities that are available in the Bloomington community and the benefits that one can have from being involved. And now I give you John Hamilton, Mayor of the City of Bloomington. Mayor John Hamilton, welcome to GPSG Radio.
Thanks, Rick. Very nice to be here.
Is being mayor of Bloomington a dream job?
Well, I have to say I really appreciate the chance to be mayor. It's a job I tried to get twice and got once this time. It's a wonderful community, and being mayor, somebody once described it as being like everybody's neighbor in town. So that's a great thing. I really enjoy it. Thanks.
How would you describe Bloomington to someone who's never been here before?
Well, that's a good question. I'm a native of Bloomington, so I haven't been here my whole life. I've come back and forth. But I guess I think about Bloomington as a wonderful small town feel with big city amenities. We're a community that is diverse in many parts because of Indiana University and so many people who come in here, new people every year, and people from all over the world living in a city of 85,000 people. So it's diverse, it's energizing, It's got small town characters, like it's not that hard to get around. You can find places pretty easily. Traffic jams are unusual. But the range of culture and activities is enormous. So maybe it's a big city amenities and a small town quality of life.
One of the things we strive for at GPSG is advocacy. We have four committees in GPSG, but what are some of the advocacy opportunities here in Bloomington if students are interested?
Well, I tell you, this town is chock full of organizations that advocate change. Some of them advocate change, and then, of course, there are a lot that are more direct action. They're political organizations of political parties that love to have students involved, Democrats or Republicans. There are advocacy organizations on civil rights or human rights or immigration issues that are extremely active. There are arts advocacy organizations. There are organizations that support a particular event like Taste of Bloomington or Lotus or those kinds of things that take, or the jazz festival or all. So you really, animal rights there, you know, I could kind of keep going. You kind of think about your passion. And I bet if you Google that passion and Bloomington, Indiana, you'll find some people working on it.
You've already mentioned the university when talking about Bloomington. Describe that relationship.
Well, you know, the university will turn 200 years old in 2020. The city will turn 200 years old in 2018. So the city's just 2 years older than university. We've grown up together. We're like siblings. Indiana University would not be the same without the city of Bloomington around it and all that's part of Bloomington. And the city of Bloomington would be very different if we didn't have Indiana University. So maybe it's kind of like brother and sister or sister, you know, siblings growing up together, and we know each other well. We share a bedroom. How about that? We share Bloomington, okay?
You talked about the IU population bringing so much to this city. Talk about some of your interactions with those people.
You know, I interact with students all the time. I mean, it's from things as personal, like I have two kids who now just into college, and as they grew up, we always had IU students who taught music lessons. I mean, there's unbelievable musicians here from IU, and you can get these incredible musicians teaching your kids piano or voice or trumpet or whatever they take. So that's one thing. I still remember the kind of cultural wow factor when you walk into the Mac and you hear the IU jazz band playing, and you're like, I can't believe that this quality of music is available to walk in and hear this kind of thing. In politics, I've had amazing volunteers in my different campaigns here and the party in general who just dive in and, you know, have been some of my closest friends in political campaigns. Students, I used to be the chair of the board of the Shalom Center, which works on homeless issues. And I still remember the day we had the women's rowing team spend a day helping with our homeless population clean up the city. So you turn around and you see students engaged in the community. And I hope people do that, because if you don't get engaged in the community and you just kind of stick around on campus, which is a beautiful campus and great students, but you're part of a city and there are people around you. There are older people, younger people, kids, seniors, people who are in poverty, people who are disabled, who can enrich your view of what this community is like.
What is your vision for the future of Bloomington?
You know, Bloomington will be 200 years old in 2018. We've grown up as a city. We made color televisions here in Bloomington. We made the first color television in America in Bloomington. But we also made the last color television made in America in Bloomington. We made elevators. We made refrigerators. We made we make pharmaceutical products. We were the biggest furniture manufacturer in the country in the 19th century. We've been a place that makes things and that also educates people. And I think the challenge for Bloomington and where I think we need to go is to continue to evolve and be a place full of creative entrepreneurs who make things and who build things and who create things. Now, we're not going to make refrigerators like we did, probably, but we can make software products and we can make creative products. I think Bloomington needs to continue to evolve. We've always been a place that had an idea looking toward the future, imagining what it's going to be. The university has been a part of that. You think about the creativity of some of the faculty here and the presidents. And I think of Alfred Kinsey, who, you know, Kinsey Report and the study of human sexuality, which was a very controversial thing in the middle of the 20th century. But that happened here at IU. Who are the next Cooks or Kinseys or Herman Wells or Showers Brothers? We need to keep evolving, keep changing, and be a center of creativity.
Why is Bloomington such a unique place?
You know, I think I spend some time with mayors from around the state and mayors around the country, and each of us knows that our city is unique. So each city is unique. It's almost like each individual we meet is unique. We all are proud of our cities as mayors, and I'm incredibly proud of Bloomington. I love Bloomington. I'm a neighbor to everybody in Bloomington. Bloomington's unique and different, special in 100 ways, you know, that make us our terrain. We're in southern Indiana with the hills and the beautiful geography. We don't have a big river. We don't have a coast. We don't have mountains, but we've got beautiful natural lakes and streams and hills around us. We're, as mentioned, people come from all over the world to live in this city of 85,000 people. So we're diverse, and we got different views, different religions, different beliefs, different approaches to life. We have a character of Bloomington that's, I think, very inclusive and welcoming and warm. And that comes from having a place where thousands of new people come every year. And I hope it's welcoming. We want it to be welcoming. And all that new blood keeps us fresh, which is important.
Now, I ask all the people I interviewed this question, your go-to restaurant in Bloomington is?
Now, listen, you ask a mayor that, that's very dangerous, because I got to keep all these, I go to all these restaurants. So I do go, love many of them. But I'll tell you this, the reason I'll mention this one is the B-Town Deli, which is on right across on Walnut Street, right across from the Bluebird. B-Town Diner is my wife helped do the menu there because there's a friend who opened it and she consulted on that menu because she's from New York originally. So she said, I know from diners and wanted to help with that menu. And it's 24/7, so you can go anytime. That's a little unusual. But Bloomington has so many great restaurants. But that's one that because I'll justify because we helped on the menu, I can note as a special favorite.
And if people wanted to find more about the city of Bloomington online, maybe some of those advocacy opportunities, where can they find that?
Well, absolutely, the city website's the best place to start. We've got a very active website. We know, I think, like 2/3 of the people in the community have said that's where they go to get news about the city. So it's there. And also, by the way, if you know how to make it better, we're always looking to make that website better. So we welcome that. Just come by City Hall, too. You know, we have a community and family resources. We got outreach people who are involved in so many things. Stop in, say hi to people. And then, as I said, if you have a passion, if you're passionate about pets or if you're passionate about the poor or you're passionate about kids and early education, just Google it in Bloomington, and I bet you dime to a dollar that you'll find an organization working on it.
Mayor Hamilton, thank you so much for coming on GPSG Radio.
Rick, it's so nice to see you, and thanks for doing what you're doing, and welcome everybody in the university. Step out, get out into the community. We welcome that.
John Hamilton, Mayor of the City of Bloomington. Still to come in this 7th edition of GPSG Radio, our Song of the Week, which comes from the internationally known composer, Craig Michael Davis. But coming up next is our Student Spotlight segment. Each week, GPSG Radio features interviews with graduate and professional students from all across the IU Bloomington campus. So please enjoy this week's guest, Katie Fleming. She is Katie Fleming, a master's student of speech-language pathology, focusing on neurogenic disorders here at IU Bloomington, and is originally from South Bend, Indiana. So Katie, how would you best describe speech pathology?
I don't think that that's necessarily a one-sentence statement. Speech pathology is a lot of different things. It's giving people function back in their life that was, you know, previously not able to be achieved through communication disorders. It's really working from birth to death in nursing homes, and working with anything pretty much from the diaphragm up. So any of those capacities, you'll find a speech pathologist.
Where did this interest start with you?
Speech language pathology for me was kind of a roundabout way. So when I was really young, my dad does a learn to skate, which is teaching little kids how to skate on the ice. And I would go on Sundays with him. And on every Sunday, we would take out kids that had developmental delays. So we would push them around on the ice and do things with them. And I just really enjoyed interacting with them and giving them an opportunity that a lot of times they weren't able to have, just like all the other kids. So seeing that, and then I also played lacrosse in high school with a girl that was deaf. So from there, learned sign language, saw that sign language is a component in some ways with speech therapy, and then kind of just fused the two and decided to go that route.
Now, for our listeners at home who might not be familiar with speech-language pathology, you're a kind of student who has to do both academic work mm-hmm. as well as one-on-one clinical work mm-hmm. with clients. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that?
Takes a lot of time management. very, very time-oriented with my studies. Sometimes that's going to class, and then you leave class, and you have a client right, you know, within 15 minutes. Other nights, it's being in class and doing things all day at clinic, and then you come home and you have documentation to write, or you need to work on a project or meet up with a group to complete a project or study for an exam. So it really does come down to time management, but also just remembering that you're doing this because it's what you really want to be doing, and kind of keeping that passion in what you're doing. So I think that that really helps me kind of get through the coursework in clinic.
What's something people would never know about the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences?
Well, our building was formerly a school. So it used to be a school, I can't think when, maybe back in the 70s maybe, but it used to be a school. So a lot of our rooms in our building are built like from back then. The classroom that we have in, that we're in upstairs, is actually a former gymnasium, and they renovated it obviously to be a functional classroom, but it did used to be a school. Something else people probably don't know is that we have a functioning preschool. So we have kids that come in and partake in preschool. We run support groups out of our building. So there's aphasia support group, brain injury support group. And it's not just for the people with the injuries, it's also for their families and their caregivers. So we break that out into two different things that those run after hours, usually after clinic.
And where's the department located?
On the backside of the Jacobs School of Music. So not quite easily found, but we're going to be moving to the new facility once it's built. So we'll be part of that new IU Health facility.
What attracted you to IU?
I think my interest in being at IU started way back in high school. I love the campus, so the campus in and of itself was attractive to me. I really appreciated that I could do my undergraduate work and then transition into graduate work. But the reason that I did come back to do my master's here is because I've always felt really supported by the IU community. I took a gap year to pay off some loans, and it meant a lot to me that I was able to be employed through the university where I earned my first degree. So that kind of support system and feeling that the investment I made in them was equally back in me was really important for me to come back here for my graduate work.
Now, when you're not studying or you're not in clinic, what can I find you doing?
Sometimes I like to go to the gym if I can make it there. But I really love going to concerts, especially in the summer. And then probably browsing through vinyl records, maybe playing darts with some friends. I like to be outside a lot, so I'll be kayaking or hiking, doing those kinds of things.
Your favorite thing to do in Bloomington?
Oh, that's a good one. My favorite thing to do in Bloomington is probably just be at Lake Griffey. I really love the lake. I like hiking around there. I've taken my homework sometimes and I'll go sit out on the bench off of one of the like cove areas. And then I like to go kayaking there because it's super affordable too. Like if you're a grad student and you're on that budget, you can easily go kayak at Lake Griffey and it's not going to break your bank.
Well, you're familiar with Bloomington going to both undergrad and graduate school here. So favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant, probably, I really like Nick's. I can't resist the Sink the Biz fries, to be honest. I can't do it. So I have to go with Nick's and Sink the Biz fries.
And the best part about living in Bloomington?
Best part, I would say it's the community. Like if you really commit yourself to being a part of this community, you can find something to be doing. And what I love is that I can walk or run from my apartment down to the farmer's market on Saturday. And I can do that really accessibly. I feel that there's something going on all the time. Lotus Fest is a really great thing to be involved in too. And I started doing that last year. I just think that the community does a really nice job of using all of its resources and getting people to engage in what they're able to offer. So I really enjoyed that piece of Bloomington as a resident and student.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on GPSG Radio. We hope to see you at some events this year.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Katie Fleming, a master's student of speech language pathology. If you'd like to be featured on our student spotlight, please send me an email. You can find me at gpsgcdc@indiana.edu. That about wraps up this 7th edition of GPSG Radio, as we conclude with a song from Craig Michael Davis titled Drone 8. You can find more of his music on his website by visiting craigmichaeldavismusic.com. GPSG is produced and hosted by me, Rick Brewer, with help from Shay Smock in the Level Up Studios at the Monroe County Public Library. And now I give you Drone 8 by Craig Michael Davis.